four U.S. secretaries made a two-hour visit to the coastal village of Hooper Bay after their short stop in Bethel. The trip was an opportunity for local leaders to show firsthand the challenges they face in remote Alaska. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
The weather in Hooper Bay was typical, but the visit was not. At the airstrip, a motorcade of pickup trucks were awaiting the entourage. The secretaries, local leaders, and press piled in. A flashing police SUV led the way. Staff aides rode in truck beds as a light rain fell. Four-wheelers snuck in along the side of the roads. The first stop was to the newly constructed school. There, the secretaries met with the public.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Sean Donovan, nice to meet you.
Paul Nicosia, City Council member. Welcome to Hooper Bay.
Well, thank you.
After a brief public meeting, the secretaries began their tour. First, they walked the halls of the school, led by Lower Yukon Superintendent John Lamont. Lamont emphasized the increased significance of village schools to Education Secretary Arnie Duncan.
At all our schools, the library and the resource room are probably the two most important parts of the school beside the gymnasium. And so this is the community school. It's not just the school, it belongs to everyone. And most of the community activities happen in the schools.
Is this the community library as well?
Or is it just basically, this is the only library in the whole village.
This is the only one.
Right.
Then the secretaries walked the streets to look at a housing project. The Association of Village Council Presidents Housing Authority is building a 19-family townhouse complex. AVCP Housing Director Ron Hoffman walked alongside Housing Secretary Sean Donovan. Hoffman described the construction challenges unique to remote Alaska.
Our window of opportunity is short, May to September. We have that opportunity to close the houses in, or else we will be going to winter and we will be experiencing, you know, come December, November, extreme weather conditions.
Hoffman, along with Calista President and CEO Matthew Nicolai, gathered with all four secretaries in front of the complex. Nicolai took the chance to explain a cost that he says always troubles funding agencies in the nation's capital.
In the audit, it shows these huge costs in transportation, and there's always a, in the audit shows that, you know, why is this so high? And you saw the vast distance coming out here. That burns us.
Then it was back to the motorcade to travel to the other end of the village. There, spinning above the skyline, stand three wind turbines. They were constructed by AVEC, the Alaska Village Electric Cooperative. President Mira Kohler said much of the funding came through the Agriculture Department, which Secretary Tom Vilsack now runs.
So these are three 100-kilowatt turbines, and these were funded primarily by USDA Rural Development and by the Valley Commission. So it's something that...
So Vilsack,
you know,
this is your money working.
It is.
Kohler says the turbines will displace about 20% of Hooper Bay's heating fuel needs once they're tied into the power grid. Just two other wind systems are currently set up in the YK Delta, one in Tuksuk Bay and the other in Kosigluk. Nicolai said with some help from the federal government, many more would be possible.
We have 28 villages that actually can get this, but we're in line. It takes more than 3 years to get on line for these props. I always call them props. Wind generator. It is a.
Don't
it is,
put it on your plane.
I know.
Okay. Just don't do that.
So there's a procedure that we'd like to see in Congress change.
Alaska Senator Mark Begich says the trip is more than just good publicity. He says their visit will assist Alaskans during the secretary's tenure.
They're becoming aware every minute on the ground here. What I like to describe as extreme rural is really about, because rural America is nothing like this. And so they're learning very quickly. And for us, that's going to be a huge advantage. When we sit down and say, okay, here's what we need to do, here's how we need to do it, they understand. I mean,
the secretaries will continue their rural tour of America. Their next stop is Wednesday, August 19th at the Penningroth Center Cattle Barn at the Iowa State Fair. I'm Shane Iverson.